Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn says, regarding the Demon Daily podcast episode 257, Unhappy, Unhealthy, and Unethical, do either of you think it's possible to work in a smaller firm and still be able to make six figures plus? In that episode, we discussed a Vanderbilt Law Review article by Patrick J. Schlitz. We can link to that article in the show notes. I strongly encourage people to read it. Remember that article, Ben?
Yeah, yep.
That is a pretty damning, devastating article written in, Vanderbilt Law Review, which we just were looking at Vanderbilt a second ago. And it's like ranked 16th in the country or something like that. Pretty well-respected school for somebody to be writing something so negative about law school.
Or legal practice.
Yeah, no, not law school specifically. Well, I think it does talk about how law school tries to force you into big law, though.
Mm-hmm.
Which they really do, right? I mean, they're like, there's a big funnel that they're all you social justice warriors, they're going to sell you on the idea that you can come to their school and do social justice work. Then once you're there, you're going to see that the paths kind of tend to converge toward what they really want you to do, which is to go make a lot of money in big law.
Well,
it reflects well on the school if you do that.
I suspect the sales pitch continues, right? Like, oh, just do it for a few years.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course.
And then, you know, get the experience you need to go into social justice. And it's like, they just know that's not really going to happen.
No, but it helps their employment outcomes in the short term, right? Because all they care about is like, are you employed 1 year out of law school? Are you making a big salary 1 year out of law school? As long as you do that, then now they get to just wipe their hands. It's like, yep, another successful, law school graduate.
Yeah.
And whether you are happy in that job, who cares? How long you stay in that job, who cares? Whether you ever actually make your transition back over to working for the, you know, fighting the good fight, it doesn't matter to them. Their incentives are set up they want you to make as much money as you can right out of law school. And that's, you know, those come from big law. But anyway.
Yeah.
Brooklyn continues. I have worked at three smaller law firms now, two specializing in criminal defense and one practicing family law, and have absolutely loved it. That is the small law firm life. I have a friend who landed a big law job and his starting salary is ridiculously attractive. Yeah. What is it these days, Ben, at the big law firms?
The numbers I've heard are like 210.
Yeah. 210, 220 maybe. I know I am someone who thrives in a competitive environment, is willing to work long hours and wants to make a lot of money. But I would also like to start a family at some point and actually be able to spend some time with them. How would you both go about navigating a legal path that one can be happy with?
Okay.
Let's just answer that question before we read the outro.
So the first question was, is it possible to work in a smaller firm and still be able to make six figures plus? Absolutely. These small firm attorneys are still making a lot of money if they want to. It depends on, of course, what kind of law they're practicing and whatnot. I'm sure there are some small firms that maybe are chasing smaller paychecks, but it's definitely possible. And you love working at smaller law firms. I would just continue on that path.
I might start though by figuring out what the lawyers make at the firms that you
just
work at.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm pretty confident they're making six figures. I would be shocked if they're not. Maybe.
Who knows? There's lots of small firms out there, man. I mean, the founder of the firm can be making $1 million a year while the attorneys at the firm can be making $75,000 a year.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's just I'm in this area, Northern Virginia. There's a lot of business here. So maybe it depends on where you are in the country. That's certainly true.
Yeah. Living in more expensive places, usually the salaries in more expensive places are higher.
Yeah.
So are we talking about the San Francisco Bay Area or are we talking about Mississippi? I don't know. I mean, there's like big difference there.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
I don't know. How would you both go about navigating a legal path one can be happy with? I mean, starting your own firm is a way to make a lot of money if you've got the guts to do it.
Mm-hmm.
My recommendation, if you're going to go that path, though, would be to work at a bigger firm so that you can learn what the fuck you're doing, because you're not going to know what you're doing until you've actually practiced law for a while. So I don't think coming right out of law school. Let me put it this way. I don't think you're going to come right out of law school and work at a small firm and make a lot of money. I just don't think that's likely.
Yeah, but see, that's interesting. You suggested to go to a big firm. I was thinking that Brooklyn actually goes to a small firm because you can see how the owner of that firm runs it, right? How the fuck are these small firms actually run, right? They might be very different from how a big firm is run. And there are a lot of business skills that are unrelated to legal practice that would help you
to see how much you actually have to hustle in order to, like, you know, and you've been in these firms already. So maybe you have seen what the partners do, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. because the partners, they're not just practicing law. They're hustling for business.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be able to get the business.
Mm-hmm.
And my recommendation, or just all I was saying, was this is a very common path, is that you go into big law first, then you go down to a smaller firm or start your own firm, because you will have learned a lot at the big firm and you will have hopefully developed some expertise there, maybe even developed some relationships with some clients that you could, you know, you can either keep them at the firm or you could take them with you when you leave the firm. And that's the type of lawyer who's going to make a lot of money, is mm-hmm. the lawyer who can attract clients. That's really what it's going to come down to, right? You don't have to attract clients if you just go slave away in big law. You know, work 20 hours a day and make $200,000 a year, and you don't have to make it rain ever. Mm-hmm. Now, if you don't, you're never going to be partner either.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, they'll be happy to pay you a very competitive salary and just work you to the bone.
But yeah, I think that's the trick, right?
Grind you into dust.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to be happy. And you want to start a family at some point? Like, good luck. Yeah.
Right. Right. Before you have the family is the time to do any kind of big law stuff, if that's the route you want to go. Small firms, I just don't think you're going to have it all. I don't think that you're going to go to work at a firm that has the lifestyle and the money
mm-hmm.
right out of law school. I just don't think that's very likely, because you've got to learn what the fuck you're doing first. But can small firm lawyers make a lot of money? Yeah. Can solo practitioners make a lot of money? Yeah. Being the founding partner, you know, having profit instead of having a salary.
Mm-hmm.
Profit's better if you're looking to make a really lot of money and not just, it's just a different route. You know, that salary route is like, I don't know what to call it. It's just you're trading away a lot to get that salary, right? You have no ownership. And they can just hire and fire you at any moment. So you don't really have, you think you have security. That's why people do it, is because they think they have security. What they don't realize is that the firm could just get rid of you at any point.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not really building anything for the future there.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're like sharpening your legal skills, learning how to get business, learning how to win, learning how to get business. Then you develop some value where they're like, well, we either have to make this person partner or they're going to leave.
Yeah.
And that's where you would be able to get salary somewhere else, is by leaving, you know, like having value, and then somebody's going to want to pay you for it.
Yeah.
Brooklyn continues. In addition, I have only been with the Demon for about a month and have listened to over 300 podcast episodes. Much gratitude to you two and the entire team of Demon teachers for making my LSAT studying even more enjoyable than it already is. Thank you, Brooklyn. Hey, if you're enjoying the LSAT, you've already won there.
Jeez, yeah.
Yeah. Keep that up. Get a great LSAT score. Go to law school for free so that you don't have to worry about all this shit as much. You know, the risk is substantially diminished if you just don't pay tuition for law school.
Right. Yeah. Thanks, Brooklyn.
Good luck, Brooklyn.
Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.